Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, Timbo, you are up. Get it started.
Lock down.
Let's get it hopping. Welcome. 4 minutes after the noon o'clock hour, the Rob Brown Show is on your radio. Welcome in. Great to have you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today. I am Rob Brown, my man DJ Tim on the ones and twos, scratching it up for you today. What's happening, buddy?
Not much, man. We're almost to Friday, yeah? Almost to the end of the week. But then again, almost feels like we don't know what day it is anymore.
It does all kind of just start to blur together after a while, right?
Oh, yeah.
I had a podcast scheduled, well, a video cast, I guess, with a couple of old friends from back home today. We scheduled last week, right? Scheduled it for Thursday. I woke up today, everything in a blur, got a text from one of them that's like, hey, man, here's the invite link to the Zoom meeting. What Zoom meeting? The one that starts in 5 minutes where you're coming on to do a video cast that we broadcast across the entire Emerald Coast of Florida. Are you in or not? It's Thursday.
Oh, it's that day.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a moment. That was a moment. But, alas, it's Thursday. It is Thursday, May 28th, 2020. Of course, there are only, by my estimation, Tim, 68 more days of May before we get into June.
What it feels like.
Then only 130 days of June before we get to July. So, you know, we're just chugging right along, ain't we?
We are. And maybe by then we'll have sports and everything will be back to normal.
Oh, man. Lots of steps taken in that direction today,
indeed,
though. Lots of steps. In fact, I'm glad you said that because that is officially not just item number one on the Rob Brown Show lunch break down. It is number one in my heart and soul today. Ladies and gentlemen of the upstate area, you are all soccer fans now because the next major sport to make its triumphant return to the pitch. That's a field. They call it a field. It's called a pitch. Is the EPL, the English Premier League. It's back, baby!
Woo!
June 17th is the target date for the Premier League to take back to the pitch, which is just long enough, if you are counting down the days, just long enough for a 14-day quarantine for the players plus a handful of days of training to get themselves back into playing shape. June 17th, the EPL Barclays Premier League makes its return to the field.
Finally.
That's me staring at the Premier League logo on my computer and batting my eyelashes at it. Just give it. Inject the soccer straight into my veins. Can't wait. The EPL as it stands is about 17, 18 days away from getting started. When we last checked in, Liverpool up on top of the table right now with 82 points. By the way, 82 points, Man City in second with 57. Like, the EPL's starting, but it's Liverpool's to lose by a lot.
Oh, we already know who's going to win it. At this point, it's just a matter of the Champions League spots and then who gets relegated.
Yep. Man City second, 57 points. Leicester City, 53. Chelsea, go Blues!
Did you just say Leicester?
Yeah, how do you say it?
Leicester.
See, I've heard it said both ways.
Leicester?
Yeah, I've heard it said both ways. I watch a lot of football cast, and I've heard it said both ways. Fine, I'll say Leicester. That's fine, Tim.
I've never heard anyone say Leicester.
I need you to know that when Tim corrected me, he literally put his finger under his nose and held it up in the air. That's what he did when he corrected me, and I'm personally offended by it. Man United is in fifth with 45 points, and everybody else is lined up after that. Arsenal only 40, just barely squeaking inside the top 10. Tottenham with 41, and my brother's favorite team, Everton, all the way down in 12th with 37th. Mm. Waving at you from a distance, say the Chelsea fans. EPL back June 17th. That's item number one of the lunch breakdown. And ladies and gentlemen, if you can't tell, I am, as the kids say, stupid excited about it. Like, stupid excited about it, right? But again, and just because we have to tamper every little bit of hope, optimism, and happiness with just a sprinkle of negativity and cynicism here on the Rob Brown Show, just keep in mind, we have now had at least two EPL players who have tested positive over the past handful of days, which means that they have to go through the quarantine and successfully, you know, not spread it to anybody else. Because the requirement for EPL is not just the 20-ish members on each roster showing up for training. It's 7 to 10 coaches on the coaching staff. It's managers. It's equipment people. It's medical staff. It's stadium employees who are essential to operating the stadium for match day. It's EPL officials. It is referees. It is referees' assistants. There are going to be 200 people-ish per match inside of an EPL stadium. And once again, we're going to talk about NASCAR coming up because NASCAR's race at Charlotte last night got delayed till tonight, assuming it doesn't rain again. By the way, dear Carolinas, stop raining, please.
There are different times of the year where it just won't stop raining. There are times of the year in an area where, yeah, it could be 50, it could be 30 degrees, and then 70 degrees in the afternoon. Like the weather here in the Carolinas, Rob, you're going to learn, is very unpredictable. And if you don't like the weather, just wait 15 minutes; it'll change.
You know, it's remarkably similar, and I've said this on the show before. Remarkably similar to the weather back on the beach in Florida. It's the same way there, right? There's stretches where overall the weather is blank at this time of year. It's temperate here, it's a little chilly here, whatever. But it's also within those periods it can get unpredictable. And around this time of year, it's the same way. You can basically set your watch by a 2 o'clock rainstorm. By 3 o'clock, you never knew it rained. Not only is it hot and sunny again, but all the water's already evaporated from that rainstorm. Like, it's insane. So I'm used to it. That's the good news, is I'm used to it. But seriously, please stop raining. It's enough. Item numero dos on the lunch breakdown. Marty Herney, the Carolina Panthers, back in the news a day after Mike Tolbert came out and said that the Carolina Panthers, the Panthers? Wow.
What was that?
That is the combination of the word Panthers and managers is what that was. The managers of the Panthers are from this point forward the Panthers. And your general manager, Marty Herney, came out. God, I sound like an idiot. And has spoken out once again about the separation of Cam Newton and the Panthers. I'm going to go to a clip here, if you don't mind there, Timbo. Here's what Marty Herney had to say the day after Mike Tolbert accused the Panagers of mismanaging Pan Newton's injury. I hate me.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
So, two things. Number one, I would like to deeply and humbly apologize to all of you for the number of panager jokes I made before I played that clip. I will not do it again. Until I screw that word up again, then I'll do it again. Second thing. I'm a fan of words. I love words. I love language. I don't think there is a more valuable tool to human beings than language, regardless of the language being spoken. I don't think there is a more valuable tool, save for maybe math, than language. And honestly, even math requires language to be able to communicate the ideas that the math holds, right? There are phrases and sayings that I take deep joy in deep diving into to find out what it is that they're actually saying. And I have noticed something, Tim, and let me see how you feel about this, about the phrase, well, everybody has an opinion. Do you know who says everybody has an opinion the most?
Who?
The people who have the most minority opinion. I'm not saying right or wrong opinion. But the people who have the smallest group around them that share their opinion, right? If you've got eight people in a room and six of them say, I would like chocolate ice cream for the birthday party, and two of them say vanilla ice cream for the birthday party, in my experience, the people in the vanilla, when they get told, look, chocolate is subjectively better, but it is objectively better for this group, right? And not to play English professor, but there's a difference between subjectively and objectively, right? Subjectively, subject to your opinion. Objectively, it's just a thing. If six people want chocolate, two people want vanilla, I can argue chocolate is subjectively better, but objectively, chocolate is the better selection for that group of people, as more people will leave that party happy. It is the vanilla people who respond to that with, well, everybody has their opinion. Point that I'm making here, how many times did Marty Herney say in that clip, everybody has their opinion? Like four?
At least three or four times.
I think outside of Carolina, outside of the Panthers fan base, most people are siding with Cam Newton. That's the impression I'm getting from the outside looking in. I think outside of Panthers fans and the Panthers organization, and I don't even know that I can go that far. Because, again, you've got now Mike Tolbert, who has stepped out and said, look, the Panthers have mismanaged, nailed it, Cam Newton's injuries for years, and that's what caused all of this drama. And there are rumors that other Carolina Panthers players within the locker room are not real happy at the way that the Cam Newton divorce went down with the Panthers. Outside of Carolina, most people seem to be subjectively siding with Cam Newton in that divorce. Now, does it matter? No, not really. Grand scheme of things, that doesn't matter to Cam or the Panthers. Cam is still unsigned, and the Panthers have their guy in Teddy Freshwater. Does it change anything? No, not really. Teddy BH2O is still in Carolina as the starting quarterback, and Cam Newton is still an unsigned free agent. I do think it will be different without the Rona. I think Cam would absolutely be on a squad by now without the Rona. But the one thing that does matter, if it is true, and I don't know that it'll ever be proven, if it is true that Cam Newton's injuries were mismanaged by the Panthers, that means that there is the possibility that Cam Newton's injuries were exacerbated by a lack of treatment or inappropriate treatment or ill-timed treatment, in which case the extent and damage of those injuries, Tim, would be stretched out, and that may be what's preventing him from getting another job. And if that turns out to be the case, then I would really, really be in Cam's camp.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, on the side, I thought it was time for him to go, but at the same time, I really hate how the Panthers kind of handled it. So I'm kind of siding with you on that, but I can't believe that he's not signed yet. I really can't. Like, I understand the medical history and everything and the Rona going on, but I think he's worthy of being signed at least.
I can probably come up with 10 teams off the top of my head that Cam will be an upgrade today over their starting quarterback. Right?
Patriots for sure.
Yeah, Jarrett Stidham, I would take Cam. Right? I would argue the Chargers. Tyrod Taylor. I mean, why Cam Newton's just an experienced Tyrod Taylor. Like, I'm not going to sit here and list all 10, but the point is we can do it. Item number 3 in the lunch breakdown before we head to our next segment. The NFL. The National Football League. Yes, I do that once a show, DJ Tim, since you're looking at me like I'm insane. Is looking to further tweak the rule that they will be voting on later this week to replace the onsides kick and rejects the proposal to add a booth official. I'm going to break this out into another segment later in the show because it's worth it. Long story short, the NFL is looking at putting in a play that you would have the option, you don't have to, have the option to replace an onsides kick attempt with a 4th and 14. From your 45-yard line, you'd face a 4th and 14. If you get it, it's your ball first down, moving the other way. If you do not get it, the defense takes over wherever the ball is down after that play. They have tweaked some of the rules to include they would make it an untimed down. So, hypothetically, Panthers-Saints, Saints are up 13, Panthers drive, they get a touchdown, now they're down 6, right? They would have the option of kicking onside kick or taking it 4th and 15. There's only 1 second on the clock. Well, the initial rule proposed that it would just be a regular play, which means that 4th and 15, this is the last play of the game. This would instead treat it as a kick, meaning that if you go for it, the play clock does not run, or excuse me, the game clock does not run. You'd be on a play clock, but the game clock would not run. So if you converted that 4th and 15, you would still have that 1 second on the clock to take another play. The booth official been rejected as well. They were looking at adding an 8th official. This one would be up in the box, and he would actually have the ability to watch the replays in real time and actually make calls on the field via the head referee. So if he saw something on the monitor that the field referees did not see, he'd actually be able to buzz down to the official. They have rejected that idea and instead are looking to basically grant more authority to the booth referee who already does the instant replay and review. So he would now take over that role. Don't love it. Wish we had an extra guy. Really do. I think the NFL's had its fair share of missed calls over the past few years that have influenced the league. Would really like to have another booth referee. I think the NFL got this one wrong. We'll talk more about it later.
Yeah, for sure. And it doesn't hurt to have an extra eyes look at things. But at the same time, on the onside kick thing, you'd only be able to go for that twice a game, right?
You would get two of those elections per game. Does not mean you can only onside kick twice a game, but you could use that option twice a game and only in regulation. So if you go to overtime and you feel the need, I don't know why anybody would onside kick in overtime, but if you go to overtime and elect to try an onside kick, you would have to do the actual onside kick. This rule would only apply to regulation.
Okay.
So we'll see how that works out. We'll talk more about it later in the show. When we come back, I expected the NBA and Major League Baseball to begin having their plans appear publicly after the NHL's announcement earlier in the week. The NBA's have, turns out, might be a little bit different than we expected. What changes might we see if the league pushes a vote on Friday, which they may very well do now that the NHL and the Premier League have both set a target return date? My name is Rob Brown, DJ Tim on the ones and twos. You're listening to The Rob Brown Show right here on ESPN Upstate.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back, Upstate. Rob Brown with you today. DJ Tim scratching on the ones and twos as well. Good to have you. Appreciate you being a part of the show. Return to basketball is looking more and more likely with the NBA set to vote on Friday about a potential plan. And there are reports coming out about some of the discussions being had. ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski and Ramona Shelburne have both put out reports over the past 24 hours saying that momentum to get all 30 teams to Disney for a truncated regular season is fading, but is being replaced by the possibility of having a playoffs plus format that would bring all current 16 teams that have gotten into those playoff slots as well as the four Western Conference bubble teams, because the West has the next four teams in order that would be in that slot. They would have a slightly expanded playoff version with 24 teams, and I got to tell you, I actually love this idea. I wish it was a straight tournament format, okay? Seed them 1 through 24, or have the bottom four Western Conference playoff teams. Those would be the Trailblazers, the Pelicans, the Kings, and the Spurs. Have them do a mini play-in tournament, right? Maybe you do a three-game series between, I think it would be the Blazers and the Spurs, and then a three-game series between the Pelicans and the Kings. Then have a three-game series between the winners of those two and have them move on. Or just go all straight 24 teams. Just put 24 teams in there and line them up, and let's do a tournament, right? What's being looked at is instead a pool play proposal based on the format of the World Cup, right? So what you would have is you'd have four tiers of teams. You'd have the top, you'd have the one seeds, right? And then you would have pools built around them. One of the options that's being discussed is to basically allow the top four seeds as they stand. You would have the top four seeds draft their pools, right? So they would basically pick from the bottom up, and you'd fill in the pools
and choose who they play.
What's that?
And like they would pick the three other teams.
Correct.
In the pool?
So okay. So if you earned a one seed, since we're going tournament format, your allowance, if you were the you'd have the Bucks with 53 wins, the Lakers with 49 wins. The Raptors out of the East with 46 wins, and the Clippers out of the West with 44 wins. Those would be your top four seeds. And then you would have the top four teams basically draft, just like a regular draft, one team at a time to fill in the rest of each pool. And then you'd play. Winners from the four pools emerge. We'd have our two semifinals and our finalists come out of pool play. I don't even hate that idea. And I've said in the past, and this is a really good opportunity. I was talking with a couple of friends of mine on a podcast that I did with some of my folks back in Florida earlier today. And they asked me for, you know, what silver linings are you taking out of the 2020 lockdown of sports? And Tim, here's what I told him. I told him the silver lining for me is that we all kind of recognize that 2020, I hesitate to call it a throwaway season because we're going to get our seasons in for 2020. It'll look different, but it is going to be a season that I think we all kind of accept it's just an off season. It's just a weird season, right? It's a season that we'll be talking about for the rest of our lives. Then remember 2020. So in doing that, the silver lining for me is that this is a really good opportunity for basketball, the NFL, the NHL, and basically every sporting organization to experiment a little bit. This is a great opportunity for them to experiment a little bit, a great opportunity for them to test new rules, to test hypothetical situations, and hey, dear NBA, to test a new postseason format. I dislike, since everybody plays everybody in the NBA, to me, Eastern Conference, Western Conference, and having divisions, kind of silly, right? Kind of silly. And the divisions in the NBA, I don't think that they create the rivalry the way that the divisions in the NFL do. Because somebody asked me, well, if you want the divisions gone to the NBA, why not the NFL? Well, the NFL builds in some rivalries that come out of those divisions.
It actually matters because in NBA, you don't really pay attention to who's in each conference until all of a sudden there's this weird thing. I don't know if you've seen them. We're like, say, like a 4 or 5 seed, and sometimes like the 5 seed actually gets the host and has the home advantage.
Right.
That's the only time anyone ever pays attention to the conference standings.
Exactly
the
right.
Division standings.
Exactly right. So get rid of them and go straight tournament format. Why not? Why the hell not just go straight tournament format? This is an opportunity for the NBA to look at doing that. We could end up with a traditional 16-team, two-conference format, 7-game series for all rounds, but reports are coming out that Adam Silver is favoring using this situation to experiment with changes to the playoff format, some that have already been discussed, up to and including a play-in tournament for the final seed or final 2 seeds in each conference, or a straight 1-16 seeding without regard for conference affiliation. Adrian Wojnarowski says that the league's GM survey included an option for pool play featuring somewhere between the 16 current playoff teams and the full body of 30 NBA teams. Team would be divided into a certain number of groups and face each member of their group the same amount of times. The total number of pool games has not yet been specified. All of these would likely be branded as playoff games. So think of it this way. Basically, the NBA would be divided into 3 different seasons, if you will. You'd have the regular season, which would determine seeding. You'd have pool play, which would determine who out of each pool makes the playoffs. And then you'd have the final playoffs, which would be just reseeded via pool play. If you are not a World Cup fan, that's how that event works, right? There's X amount of groups of 4 teams, right? The winner of the pool moves on. They become the host or the home team in the knockout round, which means that they will travel the least distance from wherever they are based out of, or will likely give them the greatest home pitch advantage. In the NBA, it would be the same way. In this round, it won't matter because we'll all be based likely out of Orlando. But in a regular season, let's say the Lakers end up in a pool with whoever else, it doesn't matter. If the Lakers were to win that pool, they would face off as the number 1 overall seed against the 2nd place team from the lowest remaining 2nd place team, who would then travel to Los Angeles to allow LA to host the series that would come from that knockout round. Then you would move on with your knockout round winners moving on into a playoff tournament format. I love this concept, Tim. I think it's a great way to do it. And I honestly think this is one of those things that a lot of people, and this happens in sports quite a bit, a lot of people speak out against trying new things in sports because tradition. That's the reason. I just like that. It's not how it's done. That's not the way it's been done. So many times in sports, we try something new and it doesn't feel right for a season or two. And then it's like it's always been that way, right? I think this would be great for the NBA. I actually love the idea of the three season format. One season, regular season, to seed the pools, pool play, knockout round phase, which is technically your playoffs, into the actual playoffs. If the NBA doesn't take advantage of this, it will be a wasted opportunity for me.
Yeah, well, my question is, like, whenever you get to pool play, like, is it going to be the same thing as the World, like, say, like a World Cup, the points, like, how would they determine, say, two teams win two and lose one.
Right.
Will that be 6 points? And then how will they determine the tiebreakers? Like, how's that going to go?
Well, you know, I think with basketball, it's a little different. Because let's say there's, and I'm going hypothetical here. If we do 6 pools with 5 teams apiece, okay? That number wouldn't work out number. Whatever number you decide to do. Every team, let's say theoretically, every team in the pool would play every other team in the pool twice. Unlike in soccer, you're not going to have ties. We keep playing until there's a winner, right? The thing about soccer is you get those ties. So a team, you play three games in pool play in the World Cup, which means that there is the realistic possibility that you have one team that goes, let's say, 2-1 or 2-1-0 or 2-0-1. And then there's a chance to have a three-way tie in the bottom where you have to go to points. It's not going to happen that way in the NBA, right? Likely, your most likely scenario is you're going to have two teams tied at the top of the table in the pool. And then you could come up with a way to do it, okay? Do we award based on home wins versus away wins? Do you, you know, point of the matter is you can come up with a system that everybody's on board with. And you're still not going to face nearly the number of ties that you will likely face in soccer, because ties in soccer are so prevalent in the knockout phase, or in the pool play.
Right, and you can also do a head-to-head, like, who won, say, like, they both go 2-1, who beat the other?
Sure.
That's how you could determine that, who gets the one season.
Yeah, I mean, the only way that doesn't work at that point is if you have every team play the other team twice, which is a possibility, you know what I mean? If you've got 6 pools of 5 teams, every team plays 8 games in the pool play, right? All right, so if you get a couple that go 4-4 to be at the top of the table, cool, play one more. You know what I mean? Like, there's ways to work around it for that involve competition. Point of this is the NBA's opportunity to experiment. This is their opportunity to say, you know what? We've been interested in a pool play format, or we've been interested in a straight tournament format. What the hell? Let's just go straight tournament, right? Top 24 teams make it. Only the bottom 6 teams get left out. Top 16 teams make it. Some people have said, oh, there's 24, too many teams make the playoffs. Okay, top 16. We do a tournament. 1 versus 16, 2 versus 15, 3 versus 14, just like a regular NBA or a regular NCAA college March tournament format. But instead of playing one game as elimination, the round of 16 and the round of 8 are 3-game tournaments, or 3-game format, right? Home, away, home. Then the rounds of 8, you go to a 5-game format. Final 4 goes to a 7-game format. Championship or semifinals, 7 games. Finals, 7 games. The point is, we can sit here and throw all the hypotheticals in the world out. NBA has an opportunity to pick one of those hypotheticals and run with it. And I think it'll be a missed opportunity if they don't do that.
And then they got to be careful, too, because the playoffs are already currently take, what, 2 months? They don't need to make it go, like, any more longer than that. So that's what I'm saying. I'm a fan of keeping it, like, when you're first starting out, the best of 3, then best of 5, and increasing that. Because if you keep it best of, like, 5 and then best of 7 all the way throughout, it's going to take 3 months just to even play this thing.
Well, see, and that's a holding can of worms, right? Because the discussion that I have there is outside of the wear and tear of an athlete asking them to go that long. One of the things I dislike in sports, and why people are like, I wish sports were over faster. Not me. Hell, if the athletes could play year-round, I'd say let's have basketball year-round. Championship awarded in December, new season in January. Let's get it done, boys. I would be all on board with that. I've never understood people who want less sports. Well, it takes too long. It's a different game. You don't have to watch every game. You know what I mean? Like, just watch what you want to watch. We'll all check in the quarterfinals and the semifinals. The point of this is, again, we can sit here and stick hypotheticals to the wall all day long. The point is not to get too deep and to delve into the hypotheticals that much. The point is to say the opportunity has been presented to us by the Rona, and now's the chance to take it. We are way late. Let's take a real quick break. Before we do, though, I want to remind you, we are working on our Move the Upstate Forward campaign. It is time to move the upstate forward, and so we are telling the stories of the people and places around the upstate that are making this an even better place to live. We are asking for your stories of the movers and shakers and givers and doers, the persons and organizations that are out there making the upstate a better place to live. If you have someone or an organization that matches that profile, visit moveupstateforward.com, moveupstateforward.com to nominate them. When we come back, what is your favorite sports experience of all time? Not something you saw, not a game you were at. I'm talking the thing that happened to you, a moment centered on you that you will never forget for the rest of your life. I got a couple of stories to share with you. Hope you'll do the same. 844-GSP-ESPN, 844-GSP-ESPN. Text me, 71307. Start your text with ESPN. And if you'd like to join our Discord server, where you can talk with me and other fans of the Rob Brown Show around the clock, shoot me a text to 71307. Make it say ESPN password, and I will send you a link to join the Rob Brown Show chat room on Discord, where we are live right now. Rob and DJ Tim on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Does work better when I turn the microphone on first, doesn't it? 844-GSP-ESPN. Text 71307. Start your text with ESPN so it filters straight to us. So, sports experiences. Now, when I say sports experiences, what I mean by that is I don't mean a game that you were at and watched. I don't mean that time that you were in the stands and your favorite player ran back a kickoff. I'm talking about an experience. Right? Something that happened to you, around you, was centered on you. I got a couple of stories for you. I want to see if Tim's got any that he can put in the mix. I will tell you my favorite one first. I've got a few more that I'll share throughout the show, and you're welcome to share yours at 844-477-3776. A number of years ago, and I've said this on the air before, I worked for the production company called Square Ring Productions, that's owned and operated by Roy Jones Jr. and his crew, okay? And at the time, Square Ring was basically starting to encroach on the territory of, like, Golden Boy Promotions. They were getting up there and starting to put together some higher level. They weren't quite at Vegas level, but Roy was putting it all together and was working on it. So I was working for Square Ring Productions, and I got asked if I wanted to work a fight between Roy and a guy by the name of Jeff Lacey. Jeff Lacey at the time was like the number, 14 or 15 ranked heavyweight in the world. Roy was on a training regimen to get ready for his third and final fight between Roy Jones Jr. and Bernard Hopkins that was slated to be in Vegas. So Roy gets set up to fight Jeff Lacey, and I got asked, hey, will you be our ring announcer for this? And I said, yeah, obviously. Hell yeah, I'll be your ring announcer. It was actually on a card that included a couple of other up-and-comers, including, if you know MMA, Roy Big Country Nelson, who would go on to have some success in the UFC. So I said, yeah, I'll be the ring announcer. I'd be happy to. Well, Roy's manager, who was a friend of mine, calls me and goes, hey, I know you're a Saints fan. The New Orleans Saints have invited Roy to come over and go to a Saints practice. Now, this is 2009. This is the year the Saints ended up going to the Super Bowl. They invited Roy to come over for a Saints practice. We can bring a handful of people. Do you want to go? I very much would like to.
I think
to do
I
that.
Can make time for
yeah.
that.
So I got a ride in a stretch limo from Pensacola alongside the, in my opinion, the greatest pound for pound fighter of all time, Roy Jones Jr. I'm talking pound for pound, not overall, but greatest pound for pound fighter in Roy Jones Jr. of all time. Got to ride in a stretch limo with him for 4 hours to New Orleans over to a Saints practice. In that practice, I'm standing on the sideline, and there are a group of the skill players all kind of getting warmed up. Well, Lance Moore is standing next to me, and he's catching passes from a guy you may have heard of. His name's Drew Brees. Lance Moore's catching passes from Drew Brees. I'm standing next to, and of course, like any grown man, I'm just gawking over the fact that I'm about 30 feet away from Drew Brees. This is pre-Super Bowl Drew Brees. Don't care. Still the man, right? Lance turns because he's got to talk to Jeremy Shockey, who's standing next to him. Drew kind of looks over as Lance is not looking at him, and he's about to throw the ball, and he kind of pumps it back, and he looks, and he sees me standing there, of course, rocking a Saints polo, and he goes, "Hey!" And I look, and he goes, "Heads up!" And he throws the ball to me, which I catch. You're damn right I caught it! So then I turned around, and I spun the bean back to Drew Brees.
Was it a wobbler?
No, I know I nailed the pass. I was nervous as hell. I believe the expression is nervous as a long-haired cat in a room full of rocking chairs. Long-tailed cat, that's what it is. Who cares if it has long hair? Long-tailed cat in a room full of... Sorry, Grandpa. So I threw it back to him. He turns around. He throws it back to me. I throw it back to him. Then Lance Moore comes back over. And that was it. That was my interaction. But I caught a couple of passes from Drew Brees at a Saints facility, and I like to credit myself. Those two passes were when Drew Brees found the magic to go on and win the Super Bowl that year. Just saying. You're welcome, Saints fans. I did that.
Oh, you clearly gave him the magic.
I did that.
Clearly.
So let's take our final break of the hour. We come back. We'll see if Tim's got a story to share with you. I'll give you one more before we head to the hour. One's yours as well. At 71307, send your text ESPN followed by your moment or ESPN password if you'd like the link to join our Discord and chat with me and other fans of the Rob Brown Show around the upstate, around the clock. You can also give us a buzz at 844-GSP-ESPN. Share your story on the air back after this on the Rob Brown Show and ESPN Upstate. Looking for your best sports experiences. Not a game you saw, but that moment that happened to you about you. Tim, we got about we got 2 minutes. Tell your story real quick because you had a really good one.
Yeah, I'll be quick about it. So I was a teenager, you know, probably about 10 years ago back when Wake Forest and Clemson.
I was a teenager 10 years ago. Get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I was.
Keep going.
But it was number 3 Wake Forest and number 9 Clemson. That's how to tell you how long ago it was in basketball. But anyway, it was a nationally televised game, ABC. Brent Musburger and Steve Lavin, who would eventually become head coach at St. John's, were on the call. And after the game, me and my friend went down there, and we sat behind them on national television while they were doing their post game. And afterwards, they wrapped up the broadcast, and they turned to us, and I actually got a business card from Steve Lavin, and I almost got one from Brent Musburger, but he ran out just before he got to me because he was handing them out. And then on the way out, you know, the arena was pretty much empty. Then they were the players of both teams were with family and friends. And we ran into Jeff Teague, the guard for the Atlanta Hawks for a little while. Now he's back with them. We ran into him, and we got to talk with him for like a minute, saying, "Hey, great game and everything." And he said, "Oh, thanks, man." Just had a brief talk with him and connect with him on the way out. It was a really cool experience.
That's awesome. That's awesome. So those are the stories that we're looking for from you today. Got one on the text line at 71307. Hey, Rob, when I was 12, I was at a Busch Golf Classic. I was sitting near the 10th green. Payne Stewart walked across the green and gave me a golf ball. That's awesome, man. I hope he said it was so cool. It made me an instant fan. Payne Stewart, one of the greats, man. Loved him as a character. That is awesome. I hope you still got that golf ball, partner. Appreciate that text, 71307. Join me on Twitter at The Rob Brown Show. If you want to tell your story there, you can do it. And of course, once you're on the phone lines, 844-477-3776, 844-GSP-ESPN. Quick break. We got 2 hours left. We'll keep talking sports experiences. And could we see the return of the replacement referees? Maybe. Maybe. Rob Brown Show's on ESPN Upstate.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.